And during this month, in every day and night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint among His slaves people to be free from hell, free from being punished in the hellfire. As in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said and reported by Imam Ahmad and narrated by Abi Umama radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلَّهِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ عُتَقَى. When the Muslims break their fast every day in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint people to be free from being touched by the hellfire. And in another narration, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night, He will appoint some of His slaves. He or she will not be touched by the hellfire. Imagine, my dearest brothers and sisters, imagine yourself that one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint in one of these days shall enter Jannah without being touched by the hellfire. This is the greatest thing you can ever get. This is the real success that everybody is seeking. Brothers and sisters, can we be among those people who will be appointed every day? Can you reach that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose you every night in Ramadan 29 times or 30 times? You will be chosen among the Muslims who offer Siyam during this month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 30 or 29 times, and He will say, he or she shall not be touched by the hellfire. Can we reach that level? Can we realize the meaning of being free from the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. So he or she who's drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained his desire. This is, brothers and sisters, the real and the greatest success the person can ever achieve. Also, brothers and sisters, one of the virtues of this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our supplication during the month of Ramadan. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for every Muslim and Muslimah in each day and night during the month of Ramadan, dua, a supplication, will be accepted from him. Al-Imam Muslim reported also in his Sahih that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. The time between the five prayers, two consecutive Friday prayers, two consecutive Ramadans, are expiations for all that has happened during that period, provided that one has avoided the major sins. Ramadan will erase your sins, will purify you from your sins. And this is one of the most important virtues of the month of Ramadan. And also there is another set of virtues related to the act of worship we do during this month. And the most important act of worship is the Siyam, fasting. Fasting the month of Ramadan, one of the pillars of Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and reported by Hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when the angel Jibreel came and asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam, he mentioned Ramadan as one of the pillars of Islam. And also reported by Muslim that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam was based on five pillars. One of them is fasting the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, by fasting the month of Ramadan, you are fulfilling one of the pillars of Islam. And that means a lot. Most of us, they don't realize that by fasting the month of Ramadan, he is doing one of the pillars of his Islam. your Islam, your Iman, your faith, your religion based on five pillars. You now are going to do, or you are doing, one of these five pillars. So many of us is very exciting about Hajj, for instance. And when he goes for Hajj, he feels that he's doing something very, very special because it is one of the pillars of Islam. Because he's just doing it once in his life. But you, while you are fasting the month of Ramadan, you are doing something similar to Hajj, because Hajj also one of the pillars of Islam. It should be the same feeling that you are doing something great. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this act of worship to be one of the pillars of Islam only because it is a very special act of worship. And it's a very important act of worship. And it is one of the things he loves the most. Realize this while you're eating your suhoor every night, that tomorrow I'm going to do something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. Remember every day when you end your day, while you are breaking your fast, that I just finished an act of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, كُلُّ عَمَلِ بَنِي آدَمَ كُلُّ عَمَلِ بْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةِ. Every act of the son of Adam is for him, except the siyam, fasting, which is exclusively for me, and I alone will reward him for it. I alone will reward him for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us about how much reward you will get out of your siyam, because he kept it as a surprise for you in the day of judgment. You fast for him, and this reward, only him know about it. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I alone will give its reward. The person observing siyam abstains from food and drink only for my sake. The fasting person has two joys, occasions. One at the time of breaking his fast, and the other at the time of meeting his Lord. Surely, the breath of one observing siyam is bitter smelling to Allah than the fragrance of musk. And this reported by Al-Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala.